När av nossens alltså så beskrivs Nikro Roishchoidesh al Shem Hischatshus. And now you can also understand why the beginning of a new month is called Roishchoidesh. The word Chodesh means new, newness. Ki ha-yetzahara Nikro Melech Zokein Uksil. Because we know that there's a pasuk in Koheles where it refers to the Yetzahara as an old, foolish king. Ki ze klal ha-hisrachkus me-Hashem Yisborach Rachmono Litzlon shel kol echod ve-echod mi-godol v'ad koton ho-ikr hu-al yedei zikno de-sitra achra. Rav Nosnal says, because to summarize the reason behind why just about anybody and everybody from top to bottom is distant from Hashem, it's all based on this zikna de sitra achra, the old age that the Yetzirah makes a person feel. Ma shenit melechol echot keilu hakol misnahi keseder v'ukvar zokein bedrochav, whereby people get used to what they're doing, they become lethargic, they're used to things going a certain way, they're used to their life going a certain way without anything spectacular, especially the religious part of their life. They're used to not having any outstanding experiences, and they've learned to accept that. That's become the norm. And the person has decided that all the bad characteristics that they've gotten used to, their midos rois, their taivas rois, their lifestyle, all the different things, that this is who I am, that's it. Can't change it. As the pasuk says, lo yamin shuv mini choshech. The person doesn't believe that they can get out of the darkness. V'hakoil al yidei shemapil olav zikna. And it's all because of the fact that this old foolish king, the Yetzihara, throws this old age on the person, makes the person feel as if he's already an adult or a middle-aged person or an elderly person. And that's it. He can't make any dramatic changes in his life anymore, especially Baruchnius. V'alkein kol hatikun al yidei hatzadikim hachachonim u'amitim hamischachim kanesha. And this is why the main tikun for this is through the true tzadikim, the true chachomim, who are always renewing themselves, like that famous bird that's mentioned in the Sefer Tehillim, tischadesh kanesha nuraychu. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'koyvei Hashem yachlifu koyach. Those who are yearning to Hashem are always renewing themselves, refreshing themselves. V'zeh b'chinas riboy ha-sforim shel chachmei emes. And this is also the concept of the new sforim that are being generated all the time by the true chachamim. Ki ha-sforim ha-kdoshim mischabrim al yidei chidushei toirosom shemischachim b'chol eis. Because these new sforim are being authored by the fact that these tzaddikim are coming up with new revelations in Torah all the time. V'kol chidushei toirosom hu la'uvda. And all of their chidushim are directed towards action, towards us doing the right thing. Lilmoid olalamed lishmar v'lasa silakayim. Again, that the lilmoid olalamed, the learning and teaching is lishmar v'lasa silakayim, to know what to do, to get us to do more and to do better. Because the true tzaddikim make a new beginning every day in serving Hashem as if they never did it before, as if they're doing it for the first time, serving Hashem and learning Torah. As we've elaborated on this in many places in our Sforim. And more than what's written, we heard in personal discussions with Rabbeinu Zal how much he spoke about this. This concept of always being new, always being young. She'ief shelavayir klal, it's impossible to explain. Kamo v'kamo hoyo be'enov b'chol pam ketinoik mamish. How Rabbeinu Zal always looked at himself mamish like a baby, she'en yedeo, who doesn't know anything at all. One time I heard Rabbeinu Zal clearly say these words, "Ani ato kidgomul ale imoy." I am like a newborn baby with its mother now. V'al-yedei shemizchachin b'chol eis. And through the fact that these tzaddikim renew themselves all the time, umasigin gdula saboris bar b'chol yom b'chol eis mechodosh, and every single day they're achieving brand new revelations in the understanding of the greatness of Hashem. V'al-yedei zeh mechabrim sforim kedoshim chadoshim b'chol eis. And that's what gives them the ability to generate new sforim all the time. Ki kol hasforim akdoshim ולוויר ולגלויס גדולס התוירה קדושה, שוגדולס הבוירס בורך, וגדולס קדושס ישראל. Because the purpose of all the holy sforim is to explain and to reveal the greatness of the Torah, which is the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of the Jewish people. כי קודשי בריחו ואירייסו וישראל כולו אחד כמו שמבקוסו בזוהר הקודש. Because Hashem and the Torah and the Jewish people are all one, as the Zohar Kodesh says. Al kein, הידי זה הם משיגים וממשיכים חסודים חדושים בכל יום ובכל עיס. This is what gives these tzaddikim the ability to realize and to draw new kindness each and every single day from Hashem. Shemishom ikar hatikvo liskois lechuva kol lezakois lechuva kol harachoykim ma'oid ma'oid shekemat kemat ovdo tikvosam. And this is what gives them this is what generates the hope that all those who are very, very far from Hashem, where they've almost given up completely and lost all hope, should be able to do tshuva. Bifrat begolus ha'achroin he'oroich v'amar hazeh, especially during this final, long, bitter exile that we are going through, she'ikar hu golus hanefesh, where we know that the main suffering of the golus we're in today is the spiritual exile that each and every single Jew is feeling. Ukemavur be'echos b'hakino ani hagever, as we find discussed in the Megillah Secha, which we're scheduled to be reading in a few days. Today is Zion Ov. In the Kino Ani Agever, Shemekoin En Shom Yirmiyo Anovi Bat Klal Yisrael, where Yirmiyo Anovi laments on behalf of Klal Yisrael. V'hoikor B'ad Achris Hayomim Hoela, and especially he cries over there about what Klal Yisrael is going to go through in the final days of the Golos. V'tzoyek Shom Bat Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael, and Yirmiyo Anovi cries out on behalf of each and every single Jew. His words are actually the words of every single Jewish neshama crying out, Ani Hagever Re'ei Oni, I am the person, look at my poverty, look at my impoverished state spiritually. Oisi Nohag Vayoyla Choshech V'Loyor, I am the one who is being led into in a place of darkness where there's no light. Ach bi yoshuv yahafoich yodoi kol hayoim. Umi shemesim leiv lahargish tzorois nafshoi hanezufo horachoika meyavi yeshubashemayim. And any Jew who thinks into the suffering that his soul is experiencing in being so far from Hashem, yovin me'elov leforesh kol ze'al atzmoi, will understand to interpret what the words of Yirmiyahu Hanavi about myself. Ki hayetzahara maniach kol ha'olam ve'eino mizgara ela b'Yisrael u'betalmidei chachamim b'yoser kemo yishamar hazal. Because we know the Gemara tells us in Sukkah Daf Dalid that the Yetzahara leaves the other nations of the world, and he works most on the Jews. And within the Jews, he leaves the non-religious Jews, and he tries especially hard to work against the Talmidei Chachamim, the students of the Tzaddikim. Shezeu b'chinas ach bi yoshuv yahafoich yodoi, that it's me specifically that I feel this the most. I feel this being pushed away, this rejection from Hashem. V'chein tzoak dovid, and Dovid HaMelech also cries out these words in the Sefer Tehillim. Ki yoimom volaylo tichbad olai yodecho. Hashem, I feel your heavy hand upon me every day. You know, pushing me down, pushing me away. V'chein choylech v'tsoyek Yirmiyah. And Yirmiyah Novi continues to scream there in the paragraph Ani Agever. B'machashakim oishivani. Hashem has placed me in the darkness. Godar badi v'loyetzei. There are fences. I'm surrounded by fences. I can't get out. Ad Shoim, or until Yirmiyahu goes ahead and says, Vo'oimar Ovad Nitzchi V'Seichalte Me'Hashem. And I feel like saying that my hope is lost. I have no hope. Ki lefi hanira ledas Sodom, kvar ovat nitzchoi v'seichalte v'sikvosei. Because as it appears to my own rationale, to my own way of thinking and analyzing the situation, it seems very logical to say that it's over. It's over. Everything is lost. There's no way we can come back from such hisrachkus. Ach mechazek nafshoi. However, Yirmiyanovi doesn't leave it at that. He's mechazek himself. Voimer, he says, zois oshiv elibi. However, this is my response to my heart that's feeling this. Al kein oichil. And therefore, I still have hope. Chazdei Hashem ki loy somu ki loy cholu rachamov. That the kindness of Hashem is infinite. And because of the fact that Hashem's kindness is never ending, it never finishes, then there's even hope, even now, for some of Hashem's chesed and rachmim to be able to reach us. Even now, after all the mess that all of us have made, Ach kol ze adayin einoy maspik lenachem ulechazik esatzmoy meiribui hisgabrus merirus begomav atzumim. And yet even this isn't enough yet to console himself and to give himself the encouragement that he needs, coming from all of this incredible bitterness that he feels from all of his sins. Acher ikar hatikva hum Hashem rachakach. The main hope comes from those magic words that Yirmiyahu HaNavi says afterwards when he says, Chadoshim labekorim, rabo emunasecho. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says over there in Echo, Shahachasodim mischachim bechol boiker. The chesed of Hashem renews itself, comes back brand new every single morning. Verak ze kol nechamosein of etikvosein shel kolechot viechot. And it's only this that's the true consolation and hope for every single yid. Masha Hashem Yisborach mechadesh chasodim chadoshim nifloim bechol boiker. The fact that Hashem activates new, wondrous chesed every single morning, she'al yodom ikar chidish maisa bereishis shebechol yoyim. And that's what brings about the renewal of the world, the renewal of the existence of the world each and every single day. Bechinas, as we say, uvetuvoi mechadesh bechol yom tomid maaseh bereishis. With Hashem's toiv, with that chesed, that new chesed, Hashem is mechadesh maaseh bereishis every day. V'chol ze mamshichem aleinu at tzadik magdeilu manal. Hamischachim bechol yom umaschilem mechodesh bechol eis. V'heim mamshichem aleinu chasodim chadoshim bechol yom uvechol eis. And this is what the true tzadikim shine upon us. These true tzaddikim who renew themselves every single day, they start fresh in serving Hashem, they're the ones who have the ability to draw these new chasodim that Hashem introduces to the world every day. Umevatlim hazikna de sitrachra, and they're the ones who are able to get rid of, to do away with, the lethargy, the laziness, the old age, that feeling of old, of being old, that Jews feel. Shemishom kol koyach hayetzahara. That's the main hold that the Yetzahara has on Klal Yisrael and on each and every individual person. Ki kol tikvosenu hual yidei she'ein yoidin klal ad heichon chasodov magiyim. Because our entire hope is based on the fact that we realize that we have no idea how far-reaching Hashem's kindness is. Ki ligdulosoi ein cheker. Because we say this in Ashrei every single day, that Hashem's gedula we cannot fathom. Ve'ikr gedulosa yizborach hu chasodim. And we know that the main greatness of Hashem, when we use the word greatness, we're talking about kindness. Ki chesed Nikra Gedula, because a synonym for chesed in Kabbalistic terms is Gedula. Ukemavur mize harbe b'mokom achar, as Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this a lot in other places. We know we say it every day in Vayivorech Dovid. Lecho Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gvura v'ha-teferes v'neitzel ha-hoid. The word Gedula is the substitute for chesed. V'chol ze b'chinas kedushas rosh chodesh, shenikra rosh chodesh, al shem ha-hischatshu shel Yisrael. And this is the true holiness of Rosh Chodesh, that we call it Rosh Chodesh to deliver a message to every single Jew. You know what Yiddishkeit is all about? You know how the Jews count time? The Goyim go by the solar year, by the sun. We go by the moon, we go by the months. You know what a month is called? Chodesh, Chodosh. That's the main message for a Jew, to be brand new, his chachus. As we say in the special tefillah that we say when we bless the new moon, that Hashem commanded the moon to renew itself, to rejuvenate itself. Shehem asidim leschadesh komoisa. And we say in that tefillah that the Jewish people are going to renew, are going to be new like the moon. V'alkein shoyresh ha-tshuva hu Rosh Chodesh. And this is why the foundation for tshuva is Rosh Chodesh. K'mei shekosu b'simen yud chelek aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses towards in the middle of Torah Yud, in the first half of Likut Imran. That's when Hashem does tshuva on Rosh Chodesh for having slighted the moon. Ki ikar ha-tshuva al yidei ha-hischatshus kanal. Because this is the secret of tshuva. This is the whole basis of tshuva. If a person doesn't know, if a person can't accept the fact that they're able to start new, that they're able to make a new beginning, then there's no tshuva, chas v'shon. Avol kol ze yef shelizko yizkiyem b'koyach ha-tzadikim ha-gdoilim ha-mischatshim b'chol eis u-mischatshim b'toyra. But for a person to be zoicha to this limud comes from the true tzaddikim, who are the ones who are brand new in their avodas Hashem every day, and they're constantly revealing new revelations in Torah. And every time they sit down to learn, they're sitting down like it's the first time they're doing it, with a freshness, with a newness. This is what gives them the ability to generate new Sfarim, because they have that faith. They know that the Torah is new every time. Every time they open a Gemara, they know they're going to see new things. And those new things that they do, that they see, they write in their Sfarim, their Chidushe Torah. Ki rak heim yoidim soid hoibur laber shonim velikvoya chadoshim. Because these are the Chachomim who possess the soid hoibur, to know how to be ma'aber years and to establish the months, ulahamshich kedushas Rosh Chodesh bizmanoi bo'itoi, and to establish the holiness of Rosh Chodesh at the right time, bo'ifen sheyizku Yisrael lehischadesh al yidei zeh, to enable Klal Yisrael to renew ourselves, to refresh ourselves through this, v'loshuv b'tshuva shleima, and especially to do complete tshuva, shezeh ho'ikor. This is the main thing. This reminds me of the beginning of the Sefer Yemei Maranat, where Rav Nosson Zal writes that he had a winter where he was debating with his chavrusa, back and forth. His chavrusa was defending the Hasidim, and Rav Nosson Zal was speaking against them based on the chinuch that he had gotten in his parents' house, and especially from his father-in-law. He had heard so much negative, so much bad talk against the Hasidim, and Rav Nosson Zal says that at the end of the winter, he capitulated. He came to the realization that his chavrusa was right, that even though there are chachamim among the lomdim, among the kat halomdim, what people call today the litvisher rabbonim, even though many of them are learned in Torah, but still he saw that this newness, this freshness in avodas Hashem, this ability to be able to take people who are feeling far from Hashem, and give them the hope, the encouragement, the awareness of Hashem's greatness in a way that's able to turn them around completely, he saw that this was more important, that this was a much, much more important to Hashem than a person who knows more Rishonim, more Achronim. Again, that's special. It's good, it's important. And Rav Nosson Zal himself knew the Rishonim and Achronim, but he understood that the essence of Yiddishkeit is this hischatshus, that if a person is learning the Torah like something they've been doing for 60, 70 years, and they're doing it just without new chias, without new freshness, without joy, then that's not what's really, really going to bring about tikkun ha'olam. Al kein ikar kedushas rosh chodesh hu al yedei ribuy ha'sforim, shubchinas emunas chacham lekanal. And this is why the main holiness of rosh chodesh is dependent on the union of emunas chachamim, which means this increase in this the multitude of sforim. Ki yesh bo ze soid godol, b'chinas soid ho'ibur, b'inyan ha'hischatshus. Because there's a very great secret behind this. What's called the soid ho'ibur, the secret of behind this hischatshus. V'ho'ikar, and the most important thing for us is, she'tzrichin leida ulahamin she'ein yoidim klum. We need to understand and believe that we don't know anything about Hashem and about Hashem's kindness. Ubechol yoim, ubechol eis, nasen chadoshos legamri. And every single day and at all times, there's brand new things taking place. Vaydeze yesh tikva tomid lakoil b'koyach hatzadikim anal. And that's why there's always hope with the help of tzadikim, who renew themselves at all times. We know that when a new leader is appointed, very often, part of his celebrating his new position is the concept of granting amnesty for people who are being held captive, you know, by the previous leader, or for all kinds of previous crimes. Part of the celebration of his coronation, of his ischatshus, is it's a hamtoka sadinim, you know, for all those from before. So here again, if a person looks at Hashem as old, kavyachon, he looks at the Torah as being old, he looks at a Jew as being something old, in old, there's no tikkun, there's no tikva, there's no amnesty. If it's something that's brand new situation, whole new situation, when there's a new situation, we can review have to take a new look at what was before, at the situation before, and maybe we can find new excuses to release those who have been in prison, to release those who are, Rachman al-San, have any kind of midas hadin against them, to be able to release them from the din.